Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 17th of June, 2007. It's the birthday of the African-American poet James Weldon Johnson, born in Jacksonville, 1871, who wrote Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's the birthday of novelist John Hersey, born in Tianjin, China, in 1914. The poet Ron Padgett, born in Tulsa, in 1942. And it's the birthday of the founder of Methodism, John Wesley, born in Lincolnshire, England, 1703, who was saved from a fire when he was 5 years old and came to believe that God had saved him for a purpose. He joined a religious study group. He was an Anglican priest. The group was nicknamed the Methodists because of their emphasis on methodical rules of living. They prayed, they fasted according to strict schedules. In 1735, John Wesley came to this country. He was the priest in a settlement in Georgia, but they didn't care for his preaching, and they ran him out of town. He went back to England and traveled around the back country on horseback, preaching to all the ordinary people he came across, through England and Scotland and Ireland, preaching 42,000 sermons along the way. He was always a member of the Anglican Church. His only idea was to create small groups within the Anglican Church to meet for prayer and Bible study. But when Methodist missionaries traveled to the United States, their ideas took hold, their followers considered themselves members of a new church, and they appointed their own bishops and ministers, created their own laws separate from those of the Church of England. The Methodist Church became the church of many colonists on the frontier. And by 1850, the Methodist Church was the biggest denomination in the United States. A convert needed only to believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and was everyone's personal Savior. Methodists believed that all other questions about Christianity were up for discussion. Methodists established more colleges, more hospitals, child care facilities, retirement homes, more than any other Protestant denomination. William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, was a Methodist. Methodists started Goodwill Industries in 1902. They started the temperance movement. A Methodist founded the YMCA. They were a big part of the abolitionist movement and the anti-segregation movement. Presidents Ulysses S. Grant and Rutherford Hayes and William McKinley and President George W. Bush, all Methodists, as well as Barry Goldwater, Walter Mondale, George McGovern, and Hillary Clinton. Here's a poem for today by Miller Williams, entitled One Day a Woman. One day a woman picking peaches in Georgia lost her hold on the earth and began to rise. She grabbed limbs, but leaves stripped off in her hands. Some children saw her before she disappeared into the white cloud, her limbs thrashing. The children were disbelieved. The disappearance was filed away with those of other women who fell into bad hands and were soon forgotten. 6 months later, a half-naked man in Kansas working on the roof of the Methodist Church was seen by half a dozen well-known and highly respected citizens to move directly upward, his tar brush waving until he shrank away to a point and vanished. Nobody who knew about the first event knew of the second, so no connection was made. The tar brush fell to earth somewhere in Missouri, unnoticed among a herd of Guernsey cows. A poem in Miller Williams' One Day a Woman from his collection Imperfect Love, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.